It's called the Observer Meditation. So turn your attention to the room that you're in, seated exactly where you are. And now begin to move inwards toward your skin. And your eyes can be open or closed. Try and feel your skin seated in the chair where you are. Can you see the shape being made by the parts of your skin as it touches the chair? Are there any bodily sensations that you might feel? And with each feeling or sensation, acknowledge its presence and allow your consciousness to move on from it. And if an emotion arises, acknowledge that it's there and allow it to move, linger, be at its own pace. And now I want you to notice any thoughts you're having at this moment, quietly observing them for a few moments. As if you're watching your thoughts, becoming aware that you are a being noticing your thoughts. A part of you is watching yourself. A part of you is now noticing your sensations, your emotions, your thoughts. That part of you that's the observer. And we're going to call that part the observer. There's a person in there behind those eyes, aware of what I'm saying right now. It's the same person you've been your whole life. In a deep sense, this observer is the you to which you refer yourself. I want you to remember something that happened to you maybe last summer. And just raise your hand when you have an image in your mind of something that happened last summer. Be anything. And now, in that image, look around and remember all the things that were happening then. Remember the sights and the sounds, your feelings. And as you do that, see whether you can see yourself noticing what you're noticing. See whether you can catch the person behind your eyes watching, hearing, and feeling. You were there then, as you are here now. And I'm not asking you to believe this or make a logical point. I'm inviting you to notice the experience of this awareness and ask yourself whether the person who was there last summer watching and feeling is also here now. The person who is aware of what you are aware of is present here now, same way as then. Your essence. There's an essential continuity where, in some deep sense, at this level of experience, rather than belief, you have been you your whole life. Is this what you're experiencing in this height of awareness? Now remember something that happened when you were a teenager. You just raise your hand when you have an image in your mind. And now look around this scene. Remember all the things that were happening then. Remember the sights and the sounds. Your feelings. Just take your time with it. And as those sensations become clearer, I want you to, if just for a second, find the person behind the eyes who is experiencing each moment. The person who was watching, hearing, and feeling in that moment as a teenager, you were there then as you are here now. So just remove logic and fact and just notice this essential continuity, the essence, the person who is aware of herself now, and the person who was aware of herself as a teenager. You've been you your whole life. And finally, remember something that happened when you were fairly young, maybe 6 or 7, if you can remember that far back. And just raise your hand when you have an image in your mind. And now look around. Remember the things that were happening then, the sights, the sounds, maybe how you felt. And again, try and note the moment in which you were observing yourself, seeing, hearing. There was a person there behind those child eyes. You were there then as you are here now. You're now aware of what you were aware of as a child. And you've been observing yourself at every stage of your life, this observer you who's always been watching you, taking in each moment. And now with that perspective, I want you to look at a couple areas of living. We're going to start with your body, your physical self. Your body is constantly changing, and sometimes it gets sick. Sometimes it's filled with energy and movement. Your body can feel rested. Your body can feel tired. It can feel and be strengthened or feel weak. You were once a tiny baby, fragile and needing constant care, but then you grew to stand on your own. Your body may have even faced challenges. While the cells in your body have died, many of them stay with you from your infancy or adolescence. Your cells come and go. Your bodily sensations come and go. Even if I've been leading you through this, sensations and cells have come and gone. Everything changes except the you that you have called you your whole life. That travels with you in your mind and emotions, adapting to every change existing beyond your physical self. And yes, you have a body, but this you only experiences your body. It's not part of it. Now notice your physical self again for a moment and observe how you're observing. And let's do one more. We'll go to another area of your life, the roles that you play. How many roles do you play in your life? How many roles have you played in the past? Friend, daughter, wife, mother, leader. Sometimes a follower, worker, boss, colleague. There's always a role to be played. Even if you try not to play a role, then you would be playing the role of a person not playing a role. Even now, you're playing a role of participant. And beyond each role you play, there is a role that is unchanging and unmoving. And that is the observer you. The part that's always watching, always aware. This you doesn't change. It doesn't bend to fit other roles, and it's not affected by it. It stays in its form. The observer you is not a part of your body and it's not part of the role you play. It simply experiences them and take notes. And this isn't even about creating a new belief. I'm asking you to believe only that you distinguish between what you're looking at and the you that is watching you looking. And this expands to your emotions as your emotions flow from feelings of love or anger or calm or sorrow. Emotions give you only a promise of impermanence because of our emotions come and go. And even then, the you doesn't change. The essence of you, the observer just observes every tiny moment of joy to emotional tsunamis. Look at your thoughts. Thoughts are difficult because they hook us and pull us out of our observer role. So if this happens, come back to the sound of my voice. And just notice how your thoughts change restlessly. Your thoughts used to lack information or knowledge, and then you learned new thoughts. And then these new thoughts created new ideas and new knowledge. And sometimes we think about things one way and sometimes from a different angle. Sometimes thoughts enter our head automatically without control. Sometimes they keep us up at night, even though our body is tired. Thoughts are constantly changing. And still, the you that watches you think is unchanging. Although you have thoughts, you are not your thoughts. You might get caught up in them. You may become consumed by them. But there's always a part of you that's standing back, watching each thought come and go. So now finally, watch your thoughts for a few moments. And as you do, notice that you're noticing them. You are not just a body or a role to play or emotions or thoughts, although these things create experiences. You are the arena, the space in which they unfold. And as you see that, the intention and invitation is to notice the things you've been struggling with and trying to change are not you anyway. And as this war continues battling on, you will be there, unchanged and watching. Can you take advantage of this connection and let go just a little bit more? Notice these things showing up. And as you do, notice you're still you, watching, being aware of what you're aware of. And now come back and picture yourself in the room you're sitting. When you're ready to come back in, you can open your eyes.